السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما كان الله ليعذبهم وأنت فيهم، وما كان الله ليعذبهم وهم يستغفرون. وما كان الله معذبهم وهم يستغفرون. صدق الله العظيم. وما كان الله ليعذبهم وأنت فيهم، وما كان الله معذبهم وهم يستغفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers, sisters listening at the madrasa and those listening who receive us, this ayat of the Quran Sharif which I recited, it is an ayat on which I have given a bayan, a lengthy explanation. However, the Quran Sharif is intended to be recited over and over, and it is the need of mankind to take lessons from it, and especially the believers. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is told that these kuffar, because they used to say that, where is that Allah? Tell him to send down the azab. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have sent down azab upon them and destroyed them like he destroyed the nations of the past when the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam made baddua for them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not make baddua. He said, Allahumma ahdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that until you are amongst them, just to give you the gist and meaning, that until you are amongst them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not going to give them azab. A little azab will come here and there as it came in the battle of Badr and other places. But where the complete nation is annihilated, wiped out, that kind of azab will not come. Anta fihim, until you are amongst them. And also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not send down that kind of azab which wipes them out completely. وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Whilst they are making istighfar, whilst they are making tawbah, whilst they are repenting. Now they in their own way, although they were kuffar, but they used to make some kind of istighfar. Now even on that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that until they are making istighfar, Allah ta'ala will not wipe them out. Now if that is for the kuffar, therefore, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, there is a kana al-istighfar yanfa'ul kuffar, fa-kayfa la yufidul mu'minin al-abrar. That if this istighfar can be of benefit to the kuffar, then why should it not be of even greater benefit to those who are mu'minin, those who are believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? They are righteous, but some mistakes they have committed, some weakness, some slip, some fault, some error. Or these people, even though they may be pious, abrar, but they are making istighfar, so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to benefit them by increasing their stages, elevating their stages, giving them even more of his qurb and marifat and muhabbat. So this istighfar will benefit irrespective of who the person is. Therefore, we have been discussing the du'as of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as I mentioned in the last bayan, that our Shaykh, my Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, when we were with him in London, in England, and other places also, sometimes after Fajr Salat, he used to teach us du'as, like how we make little children learn du'as. And of course, his explanation, it used to be something out of this world sometimes. So this is one of the things that he mentioned in one of the majlis, that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala now mentioned this, that there are two means of protection, of aman, of security. One is this, that until Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was amongst them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was not going to send azab. And after that, until the people make istighfar. Until they make istighfar. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala being arhamur rahimeen, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala being arhamur rahimeen, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam rahmatul lil alameen. So those du'as which we have already discussed. Now tonight we discuss one other du'a, which also repeatedly Hazrat mentioned it in that safar. And now it is also compiled in kitab form. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Allahumma la tukhzini fa innaka bi alim. Allahumma la tukhzini fa innaka bi alim. Oh Allah, do not humiliate me. Do not cause any kind of humiliation to come upon me. Because you are all knowing. You know exactly where I have been. You know exactly what I have seen. You know exactly what I have been doing. You know exactly what I have been saying. You know exactly where my gaze has been. Where my feet have walked. Where what my hands have touched. You know every detailed aspect of my life. فَإِنَّكَ بِي عَالِمٌ وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is with you, wherever you may be. So as I mentioned, that this is jumla ismiya for the ulama. And in that jumla ismiya, there is dawam. That means it's perpetuity. The person cannot come out of it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's knowledge is with him all the time. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is away, and he is with the person. Meaning his knowledge is with him. Allah ta'ala's ma'rifat qurb, if the person has, he will sort of experience that my Allah is with me in whatever situation, whatever condition, whatever kind of disaster there may be in the world, in the country, in the society, or in the place that the person lives, or whatever kind of calamities, or whatever kind of hardships and difficulties, earthquakes, tremors, tsunamis, gale force winds, flood waters, whatever the situation. The person will experience some kind of physical pain. There will be physical pain and physical suffering. There will be some grief, some sorrow upon the loss of some wealth, some property, some child, some parent. Tears may roll down from the eyes. There will be sorrow and grief. But within the heart, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the awliya a kind of sukoon, that even the kings, as we have repeatedly mentioned, do not know, they haven't even tasted what that sukoon is all about. So, Allahumma la tukhzini fa innaka bi alim. Don't cause any kind of embarrassment and disgrace to come upon me. And who is saying that? Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, don't let any kind of embarrassment or shame or disgrace come upon me. Allahumma la tukhzini fa innaka bi alim. As I mentioned with regards to that, so look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, shan of being rahmatul lil alameen, that he's taking it upon himself. Where was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam going to do anything that was going to cause any kind of embarrassment or shame or disgrace to come upon him? Embarrassment, shame and disgrace comes when a person commits sins. He is caught out. The person is committing adultery and is caught. The person is stealing and is caught. Or in our times we'll say that the person was pretending to be pious and righteous and then suddenly is caught watching porn sites. Or his wife saw him, his children saw him. Or the person was engaged in illicit love relationship and he was communicating on chat lines and Mixit and computers and his wife found out. Now there's embarrassment. Or the family found out. Now there's embarrassment and shame and disgrace that the person got caught out. Difficulties and hardships in the path of deen, which we term as embarrassment, is not embarrassment. If a person, for example, was giving a bayan, waaz, nasihat, and he was assaulted, or the person was chased out from that locality, or the person was even stoned, or the person was sworn at, if it was haq, therefore haq has to be said in a manner of haq, which we discussed in detail, that the first thing, Hazrat Maulana Safar Ahmad Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi said, first it must be haq. Then it must be said in a haq manner. That means it must be said in a way that is acceptable, that is palatable, in a manner that it shows compassion and kindness, that you are not just trying to score points or just swear somebody and curse somebody. And then again, after the person, it is haq and said in a haq manner. Haq tariq is it. And the niyat also must be haq. The niyat also must be haq. That means the niyat of the person must be that this person comes on the right path. So if that person was engaged in that kind of da'wat towards deen, and he was assaulted, he was imprisoned. Now there are people who are imprisoned, they are in Guantanamo Bay, they are in other places, some of them are for imprisoned for life, and some are going to face execution. So that is not what we term as disgrace, which yet we call it disgrace. But in the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, look at what happened to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Will we call that disgrace? What happened to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? For some of them, they took a saw and they sliced them. Will we call that disgrace? Allah Ta'ala disgraced them. Na'uzu billah. In the same way, there were some people, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, he was stoned in Taif. When he goes down in sajda, intestines of animals placed on his back. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what difficulties he underwent. But that is not disgrace. Disgrace and embarrassment is which comes upon sins, where the person gets caught out. That is disgrace. For Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then exposes his evils. That is disgrace. A person, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was hiding his faults. For a long, long time the person was getting the opportunity to make tawbah and return towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the person becomes arrogant, he becomes persistent, and he says, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was not pleased with me, then why is he still giving me so much of wealth and property and home and fortune? He should have sent some kind of calamity upon me long time ago. So now he becomes persistent in that sin. So Allah Ta'ala still gives an opportunity, another opportunity, until suddenly after that, everything is exposed. And the person is so embarrassed that he doesn't know where to hide his face after that. The person's respect in the community is lost. The person's respect in his family is lost. The person's respect in the eye of his children is lost. How many people have lost their respect? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must protect us. We all are vulnerable. Society that we live in, the environment that we live in, it is very, very vicious, as I always say. It's like the person getting out of his car in the Kruger National Park. In the Kruger National Park, the person gets out of his car and says, I'm going to take a walk. Then he knows that he will either become the breakfast samosa of the lion, or the cheetah, or the tiger. That's what he will become. The environment is so vicious. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he mentioned about music, will become very, very common. Sahaba-i kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, when he mentioned that singing girls and music will become very common. So they couldn't understand that. Because at that time, singing girls meant that you have to first hire those singing girls and they'll come to your house and they'll sing. Music also, they didn't have radios and TVs and cell phones and everything else. But look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's prediction. How common it has become. In the pocket, the person has got everything now. So in that vicious environment, the person now, he must increase his istighfar and he must increase his tawbah, if he wants to be protected. Otherwise, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can embarrass him. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is taking it upon himself, oh Allah, don't embarrass me. But that is because of his shan of being rahmatul lil alameen. Whereas in reality, what he is saying is that, oh Allah, don't embarrass my ummah. That love for the ummah. Don't let any kind of embarrassment come upon my ummah. But look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's shan. He said, don't allow any kind of embarrassment to come upon me, for innaka bi alim. that you are well aware of everything that I am doing. Now, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, was there anything wrong that he was doing? So that dua is for us, that, oh Allah, you are well aware, you are with us everywhere. And in fact, if the person stays away from those sins, not just because of the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but because of the love of Allah ta'ala, then that huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum becomes such a ni'mat, such a bounty, such a great gift, that the person really believes, my Allah is with me in any kind of difficulty, hardship, pain, suffering. My Allah is with me. He knows my condition. The person is not engaging purposely in any kind of sin. So now he's enjoying that ma'iyyat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Who is there that will be with you on the surface of the earth, providing sustenance, food, clothing, shelter and everything else, giving sight and hearing and speech, and making the heavens and the earth work and function for us. And then in the grave also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is with. Huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. Now you're in the grave again, he's with. And when the person will rise from the grave again, huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. And when the person will be on the day of judgment, when there'll be no shade and no shelter besides the shade of the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he will give again shelter there to so many different categories of people. So huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum, again there for the pious and the righteous and those who abstain and just put a little pressure on the nafs. And then again in Jannat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is there all the time. So right from the time of conception and in fact from the time of the creation of his soul up till Jannat, huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. How beautiful. Or now everybody else is just going to leave. Neither will the person's property nor his cars, nor his business, nor his home, nor his wife, nor his children, nor his parents, nor all his beloved ones. Nobody will accompany the person to the grave. They all will leave the person there and go back. As if that person will have to say, Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo, shukriya. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo, shukriya. Ab akhele hi is manzil se chale jayenge hum. Thank you very much, all of you who conveyed me to my grave. From here I will carry on myself. I know you will not join me. I know you will not accompany me. I know no matter how much of friendship and love you have, but nobody is going to come and sleep with me in the grave. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. Jo qabre ko han uski ukhdi to dekha na uzve badan tha na tare kafan tha. How many times we have seen? Kai baar humne ye dekha. Body was fit and healthy. We see the person jogging, running, skipping and flying from this end of the world to another end of the world. And when the person passes away also, given a nice good kafan and everything else, then his qabar after some time when it is open, no sign of the thread of the kafan also, and no part of the body. So that is what is going to happen, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to be with the person anywhere and everywhere. This is why we say that our mashayikh are saying, develop this muhabbat and love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When a person is thinking of his beloved, it's not necessary the beloved is there. The person is sitting here and is thinking of his beloved parent, wife, children, or somebody in another part of the world, or those with the illicit love relationships. That person doesn't need to be there or doesn't necessarily be there. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, day or night, there's no such thing as no signal. There's no such thing as the time has expired. There's no such thing as now you cannot get connected because there is a fault in the line. Nothing. Any part of the day or night. So Allahumma la tukhzini fa innaka bi alim. We can go on, but it is that much. Wa la tu'azibni fa innaka alayya qadir. Wa la tu'azibni fa innaka alayya qadir. Wa la tu'azibni fa innaka alayya qadir. Qadir. And oh Allah, don't give me any kind of azab and punishment. Don't send down your wrath and anger upon me. Don't send down any kind of punishment upon me. Don't send down any kind of azab upon me. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, was he going to do anything that Allah Ta'ala was going to send azab? But once again it is for the ummah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was rahmatul lil alameen. For the ummah, now look at the kind of du'as that he's teaching. فَإِنَّكَ عَلَيَّ قَادِرٌ, because you are powerful, you are almighty, you have all power over me. There is no way that I can escape your azab. If you have to make a decision of azab for me, there is no way I can escape it. Can anybody escape it? All these countries of the world, can they escape? With all the military might and power, were they able to resist or fight back Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab? When it comes, then no superpower can stop it. Look at the different forms in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends the azab. Whether it is in the form of ash, or form of earthquake, or form of flood waters, massive military, but nothing they can do. And look at all these countries which are toppling. So, O Allah, don't send down any kind of azab upon me. فَإِنَّكَ عَلَيَّ قَادِرٌ, because you have full power over me. There is no question of you not being able to give me any kind of azab. Other people can sometimes say that we're going to do this to you and do that to you, and they can do nothing. They can't do anything. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us that. So if you take the opposite of that, what it means that, oh Allah, just as you have the power to give me disgrace and humiliation, in the same way you have the power to give me respect, dignity and honor. Shaykh is to say that ziddain se mutalliq, that the person who can raise his hand, he can also drop his hand. The person who says that I cannot lower my gaze from haram is speaking a lie. If he can raise his gaze, if he can raise his and cast his gaze, that means he can lower the gaze too. Otherwise we will say that this person is sick. He is mazur, he is excused, because the person, if he put his hand up and now he can't put it down, then we'll say this person is sick, suffering from some kind of sickness that he can't bring the hand down. But generally, the person who can do something, he also has the power not to do it. He has the power not to do it. So in the same way here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who has the power to give disgrace and embarrassment and shame, he also has the power to give respect and dignity and honor. So that is what he is seeking, that, oh Allah, give me dignity, give me respect. Allahumma ja'alni fi ayni saghira wa fi ayunin nasi kabira. In my sight, in my heart, in my opinion, I must consider myself as the lowest. That's you the meaning. But ya Allah, in the eye of people, give me some kind of izzat and position. Why? Because if that person doesn't have some kind of izzat in the eye of the people, then nobody is going to listen to him. Especially in the field of deen. So it's not a question of the person is asking for some kind of position out of pride. He's asking for respect. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, just as he has the power to give azab, then the person is saying, ya Allah, in the same way you have the power not to give azab. So therefore, protect me from any kind of azab coming upon me. So if azab does not come, then what comes? Rahmat comes. If azab does not come, then it's rahmat. If there's no rahmat, then there's azab. So indirectly, the person is seeking the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and has discussed in detail that the rahmat of Allah ta'ala comes. Allahumma rahamni bitarkil ma'asi wa la tushkini bima'asiyatik. When the person is going to distance himself from haram, and that is where the wilayat lies today, not in how much nafil we make, not in how much of zikr and tilawat we make, all that you'll get sawab. But wilayat, everybody wants wilayat. They say we want to become walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is where wilayat is, and every person can become a wali of Allah ta'ala by restraining himself from that which Allah ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are displeased with, and then he will get wilayat. Do what Allah ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have ordered. So it's not too much of things to do. It is to stay away. And that is simple, it is easy, but there is pressure on the nafs. Nafs does not want to allow us to do that. We can't throw out those movies and evil from our lives. We want to enjoy it. But we want vilayat also. And we want peace of mind also. We want sukoon also. Look at the history of Islam. Multi-millionaires, but Allah Ta'ala gave them sukoon. They were walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Kings of the time, but they were walis of Allah Ta'ala. So it is not dependent on how much you have or don't have. Person can have plentiful and can be a wali of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. So this disgrace and embarrassment and shame, therefore, Haji Ibn Adullah Rahmatullah Ali said, Ey Khuda hi bandara ruswa makun. Ey Khuda hi bandara ruswa makun. Garbadam man sirre man paida makun. It's the same thing. Whole night in the, by the multazam, he's saying, Oh Allah, don't allow any kind of embarrassment to come upon this banda of yours. How many people, when embarrassment came, they burned themselves. They committed suicide. They could not take the embarrassment that came upon them. The person was caught out. Somebody filmed him. Somebody filmed the person. Nowadays, it's an age of cell phones on which there are cameras, the videos. Then if you look at security cameras, this camera, that camera, all kinds of cameras everywhere. When we said Allah Ta'ala has got angels recording, we didn't want to believe. Now when everything is recording our movements, where are we going to go? Another person thinks in some corner nobody is watching me, the camera caught him off. Some person thought in the hotel room I was engaging in something, nobody is going to watch me, and the cameras caught him off. One person in this kind of dress of ours, it's supposed to be of respect. He says that, all now what you say is how true. He says, I was in a hotel room and there I thought nobody is going to catch me out. So I watched some porn films on it. Now there he says you have to pay. In that hotel, whatever it was, they have to pay for that film that is ordered. He says, after watching it, now the next day when you go to pay the bill, now it is recorded there that this is what this person watched, so now you must pay that money. Now he says, when I went there in that line and in that queue, the people who were respectable, pious, they were also checking out, and I got caught out. What kind of embarrassment? Because that person is saying loudly, say, no, you saw this too. And I was trying to deny it, just to save embarrassment. So let us not, a person is committing zina. A person went to commit zina with his illicit beloved in one place. And the person collapsed and died in that same house. He collapsed and died in the same place. So let us not fool ourselves. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is loving. He is very merciful. He is very forgiving. He wants to give us respect. He wants to give us honor. Allah Ta'ala wants to live and give us a life that is of happiness, peace and contentment and izzat and respect in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. So let us not destroy that. Mana maasiyat mein mujrimana thodi lazzat hai, magar us paalne waale se kaisi baghawat hai. How many times you heard? مانا معصیت میں مجرمانہ تھوڑی لذت ہے مگر اس پالنے والے سے یہ کیسی بغاوت ہے ذرا سی دیر کی لذت ہمیشہ کی ندامت ہے جنازہ آبرو کا دفن کرنا یہ کیا حماقت ہے ذرا سی دیر کی لذت ہمیشہ کی ندامت ہے. A little while of pleasure, but all life long suffering of embarrassment, shame and disgrace. So what should we be doing there? Don't lose hope. If we committed sins, and who didn't commit sins? We all know our childhood days. We know our youth, the days of our youth. We know the days of our universities or colleges or high schools. If we went through that or even after that, so once again I conclude on that beautiful share of Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and by now I don't think even 120 is sufficient, is more than that number of times that you have heard. ये कुश्ती तो है उनसे उम्र भर की, कभी तू दबा ले कभी वो दबा ले, जो नाकाम होता रहे उम्र भर भी, बहरहाल कोशिश तो आशिक न छोड़े, ये रिश्ता मोहब्बत का कायम ही रखे, जो सौ बार टूटे तो सौ बार जोड़े, ये रिश्ता मोहब्बत का कायम ही रखे, जो सौ बार टूटे तो सौ बार। इलाही गुनेगार बंदा हूं मैं, सरापा बुरा और गंदा हूं मैं, सीख अल्लाह ताला। इलाही गुनेगार बंदा हूं मैं, सरापा बुरा और गंदा हूं मैं, बहुत सख्त मुजरिम कमीना हूं मैं, गुनाहों का गोया खजीना हूं मैं। इलाही गुनहगार बंदा हूं मैं, सरापा बुरा और गंदा हूं मैं, बहुत सख्त मुजरिम कमीना हूं मैं, गुनाहों का गोया खजीना हूं मैं। वल्लाह मैं मोहसिन फुसवन का मुसफ सरदार। नो टाइम टू गो इनटू डिटेल एक्सप्लेनेशन, इंशाल्लाह सम अदर टाइम। न कुव्वत गुनाहों से बचने की है, न हिम्मत अमल नेक करने की है, न कुव्वत गुनाहों से बचने की है, न हिम्मत अमल नेक करने की है। ओ अल्लाह, आई डोंट इवन हैव द हिम्मत एंड द करेज एंड द स्ट्रेंथ टू गिव अप सिंस एंड टू डू गुड डीड्स, आई डोंट इवन हैव दैट स्ट्रेंथ। नफ्स एंड शैतान हैव बिकम सो डोमिनेंट इन माय लाइफ। तेरा हो इरादा अगर ऐ करीम, तो हो पाक पल में ये बंदा लईम। ओ अल्लाह, बट इफ यू डिसाइड, इफ यू मेक ए डिसीजन टू फॉरगिव मी, देन विद इन सेकंड्स, जस्ट द ब्लिंक ऑफ एन आई, एंड आई कैन बिकम पाक एंड साफ। सो अल्लाह, मेक ए डिसीजन ऑफ ए चेंज इन माई लाइफ, गिव मी दैट हिम्मत, गिव मी दैट कुव्वत, गिव मी दैट स्ट्रेंथ, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your rahmat, with your ihsan, that I give up that which is causing such kind of disaster in my life, that is displeasing to you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask him for himmat, ask him for quwwat. Bahut sakht mujrim kameena hoon main, gunahon ka goya khazina hoon main, na quwwat gunahon se bachne ki hai, न हिम्मत अमल नेक करने की है। तेरा हो इरादा अगर ऐ करीम, तो हो पाक पल में ये बंदा नहीं। तू ही गैब से कोई सामान कर, तू ही गैब से कोई सामान कर, गुनाहों से बचने को आसान कर। तू ही गैब से कोई सामान कर, गुनाहों से बचने को आसान कर। अल्लाह, तू ही गैब से कोई सामान कर, टू मेक इट इजी फॉर मी टू गिव अप सिंस, यू मेक द अरेंजमेंट फ्रॉम योर ट्रेजर्स ऑफ गैब, फ्रॉम द हिडन ट्रेजर्स, गिव मी दैट हिम्मत, गिव मी दैट कुव्वत। इरादे मेरे नेक आमाल के, हवाले हुए नफ्स के चाल के। ऑल माई इरादा एंड डिसीजन टू डू समथिंग गुड, आफ्टर लिटिल वाइल ऑल हैंडेड ओवर टू नफ्स एंड शैतान, फिनिश। टुमोरो आई विल चेंज माई लाइफ, टुमोरो आई विल डू दिस, टुमोरो आई विल स्टार्ट मेकिंग नमाज फाइव टाइम्स ए डे, टुमोरो आई विल थ्रो अवे ऑल द हराम दैट्स इन माई लाइफ, एंड टुमोरो आई विल डिस्टेंस माई सेल्फ फ्रॉम एडल्ट्री एंड फोर्निकेशन एंड पोर्न साइट्स। Tomorrow, tomorrow, there's no tomorrow seems to be coming. Main banda tera hoon mehz naam ka, bana de karam se mujhe kaam ka. Oh Allah, I'm just a banda of yours in name. If I was a banda of yours, would I have been doing such things? Bana de mujhe karam se apka. Agar teri taufeeq ho char agar, to phir nafs o shaitaan se kya mujhko dar. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the taufeeq of amal. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive our sins. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with His qurb, with His ma'rifat, with His yaqeen. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Ab to rahe bas dada mein aakhir, virde zuba hai mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ae mere maula meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Rab karam se, Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allah, 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 Allah,
گرچہ پرخطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ. Oh Allah, we acknowledge that indeed we are the most sinful servants of God. Full of faults, full of sins, full of vices and full of evil. Par kahan jaye tera banda? Where else can we go, my Allah? Which other door is there that we can tap? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara. Therefore, my beloved Allah, we have come to your door with great hope, for you are Arhamur Rahim. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda baumide karam aaya. Allah, 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 Allah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho. Tu hi to ho, tu hi to ho, tu hi to. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر اللہ 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 اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المتقين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام யா ரப்பனா ஸலம்னா அன்ஃபுஸனா வஇன் லம் தஃபிர் லனா வதர்ஹம்னா லநகூனன்ன மினல் காஸிரீன். ஓ மை பிலவ்ட் அல்லாஹ், மை ரஹீம் அல்லாஹ், கரீம் அல்லாஹ், சத்தாருல் உயூப் வஃபாருல் ஸுனூப் அல்லாஹ், மோஸ்ட் ஃபர்கிவிங் அல்லாஹ், மோஸ்ட் கம்பாஷனேட், மோஸ்ட் லவ்விங், மோஸ்ட் கேரிங் அல்லாஹ். ஓ மை மோஸ்ட் டாலரண்ட் அல்லாஹ், يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. My beloved Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us that something that most beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. اللهم انك عفو كريم تحب العفو اعف عنا يا كريم. My beloved Allah, forgive us, forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, family members, ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are acknowledging every weakness of ours, my beloved Allah. We are not justifying any of our sins. Yaqeenan hum mujrim hai, khatakar hai, gunegar hai, badkar hai, sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Tujhe chhod ke mere pyare maula hum jaye kahan. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. My beloved Allah, bless us with good health. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing. In our family, so many are sick and ailing. In the Muslim Ummah, there are so many sick and ailing. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless each and everyone with complete shifa. Whether in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us or anywhere in the world, my beloved Allah, bless the entire mankind with shifa. Rabbi Kareem, bless us with spiritual shifa and physical shifa. Bless us with your qurb, with your ma'rifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul and trust. Apne karam se, fazal se, hume apna bana le, mere Allah. Hum sab ko Allah wala bana de. Bless us all with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Rabbi Kareem, give us the himmat and courage and strength to throw out of our homes and lives all those things and all those actions which are bringing about so much of corruption in ourselves, in our families, in our children, in our society. Protect us and safeguard us from embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation, my beloved Allah. Bless us with a life of respect and dignity and honor, my Allah. Bless us with respect in this world, with dignity in the qabr, and with dignity in the akhirat. Cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning without any reckoning and enter into jannat, my beloved Allah, in the company of my beloved Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know we are not deserving, but what is it that we are deserving of, my Allah? You are blessed with iman, with Islam, with health, with wealth, with shelter, with clothing, with food, with transport, so much of your bounties, with sight, with hearing, with speech, with our heart, liver and lungs all power. The sun, the moon, the stars, the waters of the ocean, my beloved Allah, everything you have given to us. Hum nafarman hai. We are ungrateful to you, my Allah. ہم نا شکرے ہیں, ہم نا لائق ہیں. But my beloved Allah, tonight we are making sincere tawbah from all our sins.
Oh, my beloved Allah, you dearly love istighfar and tawbah. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious, righteous children, healthy children. Those who have children, make them righteous and pious. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Hone wale ijtima ko kamyab farma. Gash talim tabligh ko qubool farma. Masajid Madaris Khanqah ko qubool farma. Except all the works, my beloved Allah, of deen which are within the parameters of Sharia. Kaam karne walo ko ikhlas ata farma. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiya Faq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless the Muslim countries with such administration and such rulers who will establish deen and Sharia on the land. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove their problems, their difficulties, their hardships. Ya Rabbi Kareem, millions of people are suffering because of the injustice, oppression and tyranny of the rulers. Ya Rabbi Kareem, unke haal par raham farma. Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Protect Masjid Aqsa. Protect our Masajid Madaris. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ummat-e-Muslima ki madad farma, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Sudan, Somalia, Iraq, sare alam ke andar jahan bhi ummat pareshan hai, unki pareshani ko dur farma. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents, bless each and every one with Islam and Iman. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Use us, my beloved Allah, as instruments for the hidayat and guidance of ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما رحم فرما اے رب کریم میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کر My beloved Allah, 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 Allah. How loving you are, how generous, how kind, how forgiving, how merciful. ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, watching porn sites, popping drugs in our mouth or any kind of haram action. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Ya Rabbi Kareem, when the time of our departure from this world come, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Madina Tayyiba mein shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Bless us with burial in Baqi. Let our janazah be in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. All those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Fill their graves with Noor. Bless their family members, kith and kin and relatives. Sabr-e Jameel, Ajr-e Azim. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. From all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, especially that of the Dajjal that he asked for protection from, protect us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. with your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. We cannot ask of everything, Ya Allah, you know the wishes and desires of each one. Fulfill their good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the illness, the weakness of each and every individual. With your fazal, kindness and ihsan, remove the pain and suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night in this majlis of zikr. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله